the world has become so toxic to the church that church members and their pastors are dying like moral flies everywhere across this country. And it is being dispersed now throughout the whole world. But we still cling to our toxic dispersant because we're more interested in pragmatism and things looking a certain way for a temporary period of time than we are in truth. How about you, my friend? This is Viewpoint. Viewpoint does determine destiny. I want to urge you, as we prepare the way of the Lord daily, right here on the program, send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you, and let's be people of truth.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the...
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next half hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Russell Blaylock, who's a retired neurosurgeon who certainly is doing a great deal of investigative work and research at the present time, trying to understand diseases, and he's come up with, of course, a number of books we carry on excitotoxins, just on general health and nutrition. But today we're going to be talking about the epidemic of degenerative diseases we're seeing in the elderly, the rapid increase in dementia, we used to call it senile dementia, of Alzheimer's, of Parkinson's disease, and what's the cause of it? Why are we having so much more? Why is it increasing so rapidly in the United States? And, of course, Dr. Russell Blaylock, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. I appreciate it.
Well, why don't you give us sort of your ideas, because you've done a lot of research. You've looked into the scientific articles that have been written on this, talked to a lot of people about this subject, and you have some very, very fixed views, and I think important views for our listeners to hear. So why don't you pick up the story?
Well, you know, for the last 10 years, there's been intensive research in this area, with the decade of the brain, and we spent millions and millions of dollars on research trying to figure out what causes these degenerative brain disorders like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's disease, Lou Gehrig's disease. And the really frightening thing is that all of these diseases seem to be increasing significantly in incidence, and that they're moving into younger people, younger age groups, so that now instead of seeing people over age 65 being the high-risk group, we're starting to see more and more cases in people in their 40s, in early 50s, and even some cases in their 20s and 30s. So these questions are getting more and more important to answer. Well, what exactly is causing this disease in the first place, and why is it increasing so rapidly? Well, there's been a lot of different things we've connected to Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease, both, such as exposure to aluminum, lead, mercury. We know that these are brain toxins. They can damage the same areas of the brain that are involved in these diseases, even in relatively low concentrations. Cadmium can do some of this type damage. Recently, there's a lot of interest in air pollution causing it. For instance, the very small particle, the nanoparticle diesel, fumes in the air, in particular, and industrial agents in the air, can enter the brain through the smell nerves, the olfactory nerves, which lead directly to these parts of the brain that have to do with memory and learning and orientation. So air pollution is becoming kind of interest. In latent viruses, we know that certain types of viruses, like cytomegalovirus and the herpes simplex type 1 virus, can live in the brain in these areas in a quiescent way, and periodically they can activate, and when they do, they cause inflammation in that part of the brain, and it's strongly connected to the risk of Alzheimer's disease. We know that the chlamydia bacteria, which lives inside of neurons, is also associated with it. So there's a couple of infectious agents that are associated with this disease. We know things like monosodium glutamate, when you give it to animals, you can reproduce the same changes in the brain that we see in Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease.
That's MSG, that the so-called, they put in a lot of Chinese food, but it's in so many products now, and they conceal it. They call it natural flavoring or hydrolyzed protein. That's MSG, but suddenly I think people really need to realize how dangerous MSG is and the other excitotoxins are.
Yeah, because people are consuming a lot more of these food additive excitotoxins like MSG in Americanized foods than they do in Oriental foods. Some foods have four or five different forms of it, like hydrolyzed protein, caseinate, carrageenan. There's a lot of different names for it, but it's virtually all processed food uses it. We know that ingestion of inflammatory oils like corn oil, safflower oil, peanut oil, canola oil, soybean oil, which we've increased dramatically in the last 70 years, dramatically increases the risk of Alzheimer's disease and makes it progress a lot faster than normal. We know that consuming a lot of sugar is directly connected to Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease risk, particularly the high fructose corn syrup. And Americans are consuming greater and greater amounts of sugar. And ironically, it's not just the teenagers and the young people, but they find that over age 55 is actually consuming at an increasing rate sugar-containing beverages even higher than the teenagers. So there's the massive consumption of sugar playing a role. Exposure to pesticides and herbicides. People use it in their home. They use it in the yards. They use Roundup constantly. There's billions and billions of tons of pesticides and herbicides used in the United States and around the world. And it fills the atmospheres and homes and saturates and lasts for decades. Blood levels in virtually every person on the face of Earth is very high for these pesticides and herbicides. And recently they found there's a very strong correlation between pesticide exposure and Parkinson's disease. And there's also a link to Alzheimer's. And we know that with aging, the immune system can change so that it becomes more damaging to the body but doesn't work as well to protect the body. And that's connected to Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. And certain vitamin deficiencies, like vitamin D3 and deficiency in DHA, a fish oil component, are strongly correlated to developing these diseases. Well, I've listed a whole lot of different things, and, of course, the question in your mind is, well, which one of them acts?
This is Dr. Stan, and Sidney Russell is talking about all the things that predispose people to actually developing these Alzheimer's disease and degenerative diseases. He mentions certainly low DHA, which is a fish oil component, a low vitamin D3, and most Americans are deficient in vitamin D, D3. The fatty oils, which government has been telling us for so many years to use, now, of course, we realize that they're very toxic and they produce inflammation in the brain. We're talking about peanut oil and cottonseed oil and canola oil. And all of these oils are really better off, in my estimation, eating, you know, butter and things of that sort than these inflammatory oils. Certainly the diesel. The sugar has creates inflammation in our minds. The metals that we get in our vaccines, the aluminum and the mercury. And certainly any contact with lead is extremely toxic. And then pesticides and insecticides. We are surrounded by them all the time. And if you check the blood on people, you'll find that many people will have elevated, the majority of people will have elevated levels of pesticides and insecticides because they use so prevalently, and we even use them in our gardens. And yet they do have definite toxic effect on our brains. Russell, back to you.
It basically causes Alzheimer's. Well, all of them do. And most Americans are exposed to all of these things that I've listed, and the people that have the highest incidence of Alzheimer's have the greatest number of these acting at the same time. Also, what they have in common, all of them causes the brain's immune system to become overactive. And when the brain's immune system, through its microglial immune cell, when it becomes overactive for long periods of time, it secretes some very destructive chemicals like inflammatory cytokines and what we call excitotoxins. And that destroys the little connections between nerve cells, the synapses, and the dendrites. When we look at all of these degenerative brain disorders, they usually begin many, many years before people develop symptoms. You'll see some early changes going on at least a decade, maybe two decades, before any obvious symptoms take place. And, of course, the earliest symptom in Alzheimer's disease is what we call a loss of spatial memory and cognitive function. That is, trying to think things out in a more complex way becomes more and more difficult. For instance, you might have difficulty using a map or finding your way when you're going to the grocery store or trying to visit a friend. You get lost. Or you may have trouble trying to figure out the tip when you're doing your restaurant bill. Just doing simple mathematics can become puzzling. Now, all of us after a certain age have some problem with that. That's normal. But when it gets to be a more progressive and more constant, then that can be an early sign of onset. The actual loss of memory tends to occur later. So it's this difficulty doing the complex thinking that is the earliest sign that there may be problems. Now, because all the research is now pointing toward this immune overactivation in the brain triggering the excitotoxicity and this interaction between the two, what the pharmaceutical companies are doing is trying to find a way to counteract excitotoxicity and counteract the inflammation. Well, problem with all their attempts to do that so far, either they've made things a lot worse or it's had very little impact. But when we look at nutritional methods of treating this problem, it's been much more successful, particularly in our animal models of Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease. For instance, if you look at animals and you feed them DHA, the component from the fish oil, they get a tremendous clearing of these amyloid plaques in the brain that are associated with Alzheimer's disease. It's something like a 46% reduction in the amyloid plaque, which is dramatic. No drug can do that. And we find that if you combine the DHA with a flavonoid called curcumin, which is extracted from the spice turmeric, when you combine the two, you get even greater clearing of these damaging amyloid plaques in the brain. Well, the plaques are caused by the constant inflammation in the brain. Curcumin is a very powerful inhibitor of inflammation, and so is DHA. So in combination, they magnify each other's protective effect. The DHA, in addition, stimulates the brain to start healing these damaged synaptic connections can be remade and restructured in the brain. And so, particularly in the early and mid stages of Alzheimer's, we see that it's reversible. Particularly in the early stages, you can reverse some of this damage and regain memory function and complex brain function. So that's very encouraging. And when we look at people who have the most advanced, intense, and worst cases of Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease, we see that they have the most inflamed brain. Their brain's intensely inflamed. Now, when the brain becomes inflamed, it starts producing massive numbers of free radicals. This free radical storm in the brain is what's actually doing the final damage. Well, we found that actually, rather than trying to block the glutamate receptors, in other words, the type of receptor that's overactivated in the brain, a better thing to do is to reduce the inflammation and to turn off these microglial immune cells. That way you allow the brain to function normally, don't interfere with its normal function, but you stop this pathological process that's going on. Well, we found that there's a great number of anti-inflammatory natural compounds, like resveratrol and ellagic acid and curcumin and quercetin, the DHA. These are very powerful anti-inflammatories, and they don't have the side effects that you see with the drugs that are used as anti-inflammatories. In fact, curcumin is just as powerful as steroids as an anti-inflammatory, but it does not have any of the side effects and complications. Now, by combining these anti-inflammatory agents and antioxidants, these powerful antioxidants together, you get a maximum cooling of the brain, so you cool down this intense reaction, and you allow the brain to start healing itself, and then the idea is to supply the brain with the nutrients it needs to repair the damage that's already been done. Well, that's what I did in designing the brain repair formula and the brain lipid repair formula. The idea was that brain repair formula and some of the components of the lipid repair formula cool the brain down. They inhibit microglial activation. They block the excitotoxicity. They reduce the damaging immune cytokines in the brain. And then the lipid repair has phospholipids in it, has DHA in it, that allows the brain to start repairing this damage. Well, it's good for things other than just Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. It also is good just for age-related memory loss or to maximize your brain's function and protection. Let's say you get in an automobile accident. Well, if you're taking the set of supplements, your brain has maximum protection at the time of the accident, so less damage is done. One of the things we learned about brain injuries many decades ago was that most of the injury is not at the time of the accident. It's a delayed, slow process. And now we know that that delayed, slow process, same one that occurs in Alzheimer's, that is immunoexcitative toxicity. When the brain is injured, it starts secreting a lot of glutamate, and the microglia become activated for a long period of time. And that when you use animals to study brain injury, if you give them these components, the curcumin, the quercetin, the resveratrol, it dramatically reduces the amount of damage that's done to the brain. And we know that if you feed the phospholipids and the DHA, this has been done in humans as well as animal studies, that there's greater repair and a better outcome from their head injury or stroke or whatever happens. Also, many of these components in the brain repair formula are things that have been shown to improve stroke outcomes. For instance, experimentally, if you give animals curcumin and tie off the artery that goes to part of their brain, in other words, imitating a stroke, the amount of damage done by that stroke is significant. less, somewhere around 50% less. So it can reduce the amount of damage to the brain should you have a stroke. It also helps prevent the stroke from occurring at all, because we know strokes and heart attacks are caused by inflammation in the walls of the blood vessel, and that the curcumin, the quercetin, the DHA, the ellagic acid, and the resveratrol are powerful at reducing inflammation inside of blood vessels. So it significantly can reduce the development of atherosclerosis, which causes the stroke in the first place. And, of course, it would have the same effect on reducing heart attacks as well, from what we see in the animal studies. And this has been studied quite extensively in animals. We know that this is something that's reproducible in a number of species of animals, including monkeys and non-human primates. So this is not something just done in rats, and of course there's some limited human studies. One of the ingredients, curcumin, is so impressive in reducing Alzheimer's change that there's extensive studies and experiments being done in humans now to see if they can slow or stop the progression of Alzheimer's disease, or can they stop it completely from occurring. Early results.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment here.
Encouraging. It seems that it may significantly reduce the incidence of Alzheimer's type of disorder.
All right. Well, why don't you tell our listeners?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iOtterol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Have a lot of difficulty removing these heavy metals from the brain, like aluminum and mercury. They're very efficient in removing it from the rest of the body. So there has not been a good way to do that. Recently, Dr. Boyd Haley's created a product, OSR, which is not a chelating agent directly, but what it does, it increases brain glutathione levels, and the glutathione binds these toxic metals, neutralizing their toxicity, so they're no longer toxic, and then this allows the body to remove the metals from the brain. So for aluminum, lead, and mercury, this OSR product by Dr. Haley is very efficient. I looked at his research studies and his safety studies, and this seems to be an excellent product and is well tolerated by most people. I take it myself.
Well, we're going to be having Dr. Haley on here in the near future talking about this other product, but today, of course, we're talking about the brain health and the brain lipid health, and of course, this is such a very real problem. I mean, I'm old enough to have seen a number of my friends and physicians who practice with me grow old and develop these demented conditions, and it's really one of the great tragedies facing America today. It's epidemic. It's increasing and increasing rapidly. We're all exposed to all sorts of these toxic substances. Do you have a parting thought before we let you go, Russell?
Yeah, I think in addition to all of these things, we're talking about the nutrients, you need to exercise regularly every day. It plays a major role in protecting the brain and repairing the damage. And you need to eat a good diet, lots of fruits and vegetables, avoid the harmful oils. And if you do that in combination with the supplements, you dramatically reduce your risk of developing some of these terrible disorders.
Well, I'm going to have to let you go. We're running out of time. God bless. Thanks very much for being with us.
Yep. And, of course, this is Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoy. This was a pre-recorded program we've done with Dr. Blaylock. And, of course, the product is called Brain Health or Brain Lipid Health. And if you'd like to know more about it, why, certainly you can call 1-800-SPECIAL. 1-800-SPECIAL. Or go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and if you just scroll down on the lead page there, on the home page, well, you'll see a link to brain health and brain lipid health. Now, I should comment that these people do actually help Radio Liberty. We've looked into the product, talked to Russell about it. He designed the product, and is produced by another company, but I think it's an effective product. I know my wife's been taking it recently, and she seems to be very pleased with it. But if you'd like to know more about it, again, the telephone number, 1-800-SPECIAL. 1-800-SPECIAL. Well, we're seeing so much disease today. We're seeing so many of our children with problems. And, of course, that is because the vaccines can taste the aluminum. And most people never talk about the aluminum in the vaccines. But almost every one of the vaccines carries aluminum in the form of alum, which is an adjuvant which stimulates the immune system. But what does it do to the brain? And then, of course, although they've taken the mercury out of the childhood vaccines, they have left mercury. in vaccines given to children, and that's specifically the influenza vaccine. And as soon as they took the mercury out of the childhood vaccine, the CDC mandated that children, starting at 6 months of age, and pregnant women get a shot of mercury, so that by the time a child reaches 18 today, if you follow the CDC schedule, well, you'll have probably twice as much mercury as you did prior to taking the mercury out of the childhood vaccines. But don't worry, ladies and gentlemen, we left the mercury in the childhood vaccines that are given to the little black children and brown children in third world countries. Why would you do that? Why? Because, of course, mercury decreases fertility, and they know that. And, of course, it actually changes the genetic structure, something known as epigenetics. You turn off the genes, and it's all about population control. If you haven't actually watched the DVD we offer called Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda, and there is a population control agenda, and we're leaving the mercury in the vaccines we give to those little kids throughout the rest of the world because it'll destroy their fertility. And, of course, who's funding that? Why, of course, Bill and Melinda Gates. And what's their major goal? Why, population control, ladies and gentlemen. If you get the DVD, you'll get a free CD-ROM with literally thousands of pages of scientific studies, but going into the background of what's really going on. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're going to have open lines the rest of this hour. So our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But why would they put toxic mercury and toxic aluminum into the vaccines that we're giving to our children? Mercury is so toxic that it was in methylate and mercurochrome, and we put it on the skin, and of course children were getting toxicity from it, and so they took it off the market. And so the mercury is so toxic you can't put it on the skin, but it's all right to inject into the children. And they know very well, of course, that children are getting a phenomenal amounts of that. In fact, when they had the H1N1 epidemic, the recommendation was given that every pregnant woman should get one shot of the H1N1 vaccine and one shot of seasonal flu vaccine. And why would you want to do that? Because that's going to go directly to the brain of the unborn children. It crosses the placental barrier and gets in the brain of the child. Furthermore, the CDC had recommended, and I think this was criminal, they recommended that every infant 6 months of age receive one shot of H1N1 vaccine and one shot of the seasonal flu vaccine. And then 6 weeks later, they receive another shot of the H1N1 vaccine and another shot of the seasonal flu vaccine, supposedly because that was going to prime their immune system so that they would be used to being exposed to infections and would work better. And ladies and gentlemen, they know that is a lie, because the immune system in a child really doesn't kick in and start working until they're about a year of age. But, of course, what you're doing is filling their brain full of toxins, and many of these children cannot handle them. And they were giving almost 50 times the maximum amount of mercury allowed by the Environmental Protection Agency, and they knew exactly what they were doing, and they destroyed the lives of millions of children. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're going to have open lines the last half hour, so if you're out there in the listening audience, this is your time. to give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we'd love to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. If you'd like to talk about what's happening as far as the world finances are concerned, if you'd like to talk about the coming war with Iran and what that's going to mean, if you'd like to talk about population control, and there is a program, a worldwide program for population control. Most people don't know it's underway. They simply think, well, yeah, there are these people who talk about too many people in the world, but after all, you go into some of the crowded cities, and you might get the idea that there really are too many people. And yet, of course, if you fly across America, you see vast areas with absolutely nothing in it, and the idea that there's a population explosion is simply part of a lie. If you go to Europe today, the birth rate in France is about 1.4 children per family. Now, basically, you have to understand that it takes 2.1 children to replace population. So with 1.4 children per family, why, France is dying off. In fact, in France today, they're actually paying families to have children because if they don't, within two generations, there won't be any Frenchmen left, and of course they'll be completely overrun by the Muslims who are there, and they're having five or six children. And of course the same thing is true in Germany. I think in Italy it's 1.2 children per family, maybe about 1.4 children per family in Germany, but certainly in Russia it's 1.2 children per family. It's perhaps even less than that in Japan, and all of these countries are dying off. Why don't they ever tell the American people that? And the American people hear the fertility rate is about 2.1 children per family, but it is not in the characteristic Anglo-American, Anglo-European families. It is the Mexican families that are coming in, and the Muslim families that are coming in, and the Oriental families that are coming in that are having large families, but the Americans, the traditional white Anglo-Saxon, is not having a large family. And of course, we are certainly changing the whole structure of our society. It is estimated at the present time that 48% of the children born in America are not white Anglo-Saxon, and within a few years, why, of course, the vast majority will be non-Anglo-Saxon, and this is all part of an organized effort, the globalist effort, to destroy the traditions of this nation, to change the demographic makeup of this nation, and because other nations don't certainly invite people from all over the world to speak a different language. Why won't they allow English to be the official language of this country? Because the globalists who control our nation hate America. And they know there's no better way to destroy a nation than to destroy its language, which binds the people together, to destroy its culture, to destroy its tradition, and to disillusion people with the government. And most people are disillusioned, but they just don't understand what's going on. They do not understand that there's a small cabal that is basically Luciferian in nature, that has always been intent upon using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government. But there's an intense hatred of America because America was founded by Christians on Christian traditions, and the basic structure of our Declaration of Independence and of our Constitution was on Christian principles, where you were basically to look to God's law. And basically, we would have a limited federal government. But of course, as Adams had said, you know, our system of government was made for a moral and religious people. It wouldn't work for any other. Why? Because if you don't have people who have a moral foundation and are ruled by God, then of course the system won't work. If you destroy the belief in God, which of course they've systematically done here, then you're going to have an all-powerful government, a federal government, state government, police state, and this is what we see all across America today, with gangs and drugs and crime and murders and all of these things happening. We have more people in our prisons in the United States today than they have in communist China. One in every 100 American adults is in prison, probation, or parole. Why do we have such a high? One of every 100 Americans is in prison. One of every 30 adult Americans is in prison, probation, or parole. One of every 3 black men is between 21 and 31 is in prison, probation, or parole. Why is this? Well, part of it is because they've taken God and morality and discipline out of our schools. I mean, does anybody honestly think that you can raise a child without discipline? Does anybody out there really think you can raise a child without a belief in God, the idea that they're answerable to somebody else? Why not go ahead and commit crimes? Unless, of course, you realize, of course, that even if you get away with it, God knows about it, and there will be a day of judgment in this world or in the next world. But we've removed that, and this was done intentionally because a secret society, the Masons, took control of the United States Supreme Court in 1941, and for 30 years, between 1941 and 1971, while they controlled the United States Supreme Court in majorities of 5-4 to 8-1. And during those years, why they took God and prayer out of our schools, they centralized power in Washington, D.C. They destroyed the moral fabric of this society. They found a woman had a right to kill her unborn child. And nobody will tell the American people this is a product of the Masonic movement in the United States, which, of course, worships a different God. They worship the great architect of the universe, who is, of course, characterized by the all-seeing eye on the back of the dollar bill. How flagrant can it be? And above that, you see the inscription, "In God We Trust." But, of course, they laugh, because, of course, that's not the God of the Bible. That is the God of the Gnostic faith, the Luciferian God. And most people don't even understand what Gnosticism is because nobody's explaining it to you, but it is the basic fundamental religion of many of our leaders, those associated with the secret societies and subversive movements intent upon destroying America, a nation that was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. Well, their telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, somebody sent me an email recently, and it was simply, it was titled, you know, "They Didn't Expect This." I think that was the title. It's posted up on our website at radioliberty.com in the section under Videos Around the Web. But there was a speaker, and he was talking about America, and it was obviously an outdoor session because it looked sort of like a picnic area. People had been eating their lunches. They were sitting under trees, and a lot of people were sitting there, and some fellow got up. He was an older man and a little overweight, but he announced that he was had been a Marine, and he had fought in our wars, and how much this country meant to him. And he began to sing the third stanza of the Star Spangled Banner. Now, you must understand that the third stanza of the Star Spangled Banner is the most significant part of the Star Spangled Banner, and it is never sung today. It's like with so many important songs, they have been banished because the people, our invisible rulers, don't want us to think about these ideas. You know, having to do with God and patriotism, they're doing everything they can to destroy the patriotism of our children, of our people, except, of course, when they want to get us into a war, and then they'll try to stimulate the patriotism. But they do not want people to understand the relationship between freedom and God. And this man began to sing the third stanza of the Star Spangled Banner, and you could see all the people you know, sitting there under the trees, listening. And as he began to sing, why, people began to stand up. First one, and then another, and then another, and then another, and placing their hand spontaneously over the chest as he said this: "Oh, thus be it ever, what a free man shall stand between his loved home and the war's desolation. Blessed with victory and peace, may this heaven-blessed land praise the power that hath made and preserved us a nation. Then conquer we must, when our cause it is just, but this be our motto, in God is our trust. And that star-spangled banner in triumph shall wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave. And what he got done? Well, you can see tears on the eyes of many of the people there, and of course they broke into applause. It was spontaneous. But you see, most Americans love this country. Most Americans know that we had a great heritage. They don't understand what's happened. They've never been allowed to understand there is a secret cabal that works at the highest levels of our government, that is made up of the people of great wealth who control the banking industry and the media. They had to control the media. It was the only way that they could get away with what they've been doing. They had to conceal the existence of this cabal. But of course, they control the wealth of our nation. They control both political parties. They control most of our universities, the university presidents, and if you are a teacher at a university and you want to tell the truth, they will make your life very, very miserable. Now, basically, they work through organizations like the Bilderbergers and the Club of Rome and the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission and the Masons and the Skull and Bones and a myriad of similar organizations, the Aspen Institute. And, of course, in Europe, they work through the Black Nobility because these are the royal families that have been around for hundreds of years. But what everybody who's talked about this has missed is that all of these people are tied into the occult. And you go into the background of the people of great wealth of this generation and past generations, and they've all been tied into the occult. There's a wonderful book. It's called Spiritual Politics. It's written by Corrine McLaughlin and Gordon Davidson. They're affiliated with the Lucius Trust. I mean, they've been affiliated with the occult movement for many, many years. And, of course, they will tell you that J.P. Morgan was into astrology and Andrew Carnegie was into the occult and certainly Henry Ford was into theosophy and spiritualism. And this is the common denominator that no one is going to be telling you. Well, we've got Jay on the line from Washington. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But we are involved in a battle today. Most people don't understand that this is a spiritual battle, and there are powerful spiritual forces aligned against freedom, intent upon taking us into a terrible war in the Middle East, and it's coming very soon. Hi, Jay. How are you doing?
Fine. It's good to hear these things, and especially when there's so much trouble. The foundational purpose of civil government, state government, is to secure the unalienable rights, human rights, that God gave.
Amen to that.
And this was declared by the representatives of the United States, and in the original document, the U there is in small letters, while states is capitalized, and also rights are capitalized, the R is capitalized, so that the fundamental foundational purpose of government is to secure rights given by God.
That's right. It's the God-given rights. In fact, it says in the Declaration of Independence, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and property. And to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the people. And basically, government was established to preserve our God-given rights. And I'm going to point to my producer that we have people calling in, and nobody's picking up those calls. So if our producer would pick up those calls for us, please. And so basically, I agree with you, Jay. People must understand that America was founded by Christians. It was not to be officially a Christian nation, but it was built upon Christian concepts. And, of course, the Supreme Court on four occasions has held that America is a Christian nation because its heritage is based in Christianity and its form of government is built based upon the Christian beliefs of the Bible.
Yes, 93 years after the Declaration, the 14th Amendment assumed that these rights were given by God. And it says, no state shall deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law.
Amen to that. Okay, was there any other points you wanted to make?
How is it that this amendment is being used by the Supreme Court to deny the states, to forbid the states from securing the rights that God gave to secure the basic right to life.
Well, I think that the thing is that, of course, that there have been people on the Supreme Court who were placed there because they wanted to kill unborn children. They were placed there by evil and wicked people because Lucifer loves the destruction of the unborn, and it's God's highest creation. And God is going to take terrible judgment on this nation because the churches and the good people have allowed it to happen. You're absolutely right. Hey, I got to run. We've got another caller. And thanks so much. And let's go
Thank
to
you.
Ron from Washington. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And of course, we're going to be very interesting to see what happens because 18 state attorney generals are filing a claim against the federal government for this situation as far as the Obama health care bill is saying you don't have the right to do this. You do not have the right to force the people of our state to go ahead and to have to take out health insurance. I mean, you do not have the right to force them any more than a state would have the right to force somebody to pay a poll tax. It's wrong. So how can you get off telling people they have to buy health insurance? Well, let's go to Ron calling from Washington. Hi, Ron. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Stan. I just want to let you know I've recently started a second career as a school teacher. And I've been substituting, in bilingual classes.
Well, tell us, what is your impression of the modern status of education in our schools?
Well, Arne Duncan and that whole crowd are absolutely, they're less than worthless. I don't work for them. They may, in their delusion, think that I do, but I don't.
Well, no, I don't know who these people are. These people.
Arne Duncan is the Secretary of Education.
Okay, fine. Well, go ahead.
He's one of the Chicago mob that Sotero, whatever his name is, wherever he's from, brought with him from Chicago.
Okay.
But I teach bilingual. I substitute, and I go all around different schools, and you take whatever is available. And I've had some bilingual classes.
Are you bilingual yourself? Are you speak fluent Spanish?
Well, what you do is you speak. I just speak English to them. They can all understand it. The few who can't, their buddies will translate for them.
Okay.
And just to put things in proper perspective, I'll speak some Gaelic gibberish. And they can't understand that.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Ron, you go right ahead.
Okay, but I would speak something like Weppleton comme nos pères, le cri vainqueur pour le Christ et le roi, which is the last...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was horrified when I saw the plight of the people in Haiti after the earthquake, but a similar event could happen right here in the United States, and that's why you should call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and purchase a supply of his products. Freeze-drying is a great way to preserve food. I know because I bought a supply 40 years ago, and when I opened a can recently, the food was as fresh and tasty as when I purchased it.
We're living in uncertain times, so if you'd like to have a supply of ground beef, diced beef, chicken, vegetables, or fruit on hand, call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD, and mention you heard about him right here at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
Well, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help financially, then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. Now, I want to remind our listeners that we are having an all-day seminar on the 17th of October. And if you're going to be coming, why, you'll certainly want to get your reservation. And if you need hotel reservations, we do have a block of rooms set aside, and so give us a call and we'll get the information to you. Last year we actually had to turn people away because we had over 185 people, and we may even have more this time, but we have to know long ahead of time so we can make the reservations. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we do have a great new DVD. It's called The Spectre Haunting America. The Spectre Haunting America, what they are doing to our children. Are vaccines safe and effective? Well, the people who will tell you vaccines aren't effective are not telling you the truth. Many vaccines are very effective. And you're not going to convince anyone that suddenly that we still have the epidemics of measles and mumps and chickenpox that we used to. We do not. But were they such a terrible plague when you see that today one out of every six children has a neurodevelopmental or learning disability. One out of every nine children is asthmatic. One out of every 11 children has severe allergies. One out of every 60 boys is autistic and their life has been destroyed. One out of every 400 the children has juvenile diabetes. I think it's one out of every 450. There's an explosion of suddenly of juvenile arthritis in our children. There's an explosion of Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease and dementia in our elderly. And of course, they are taking the vaccines. We're from the government. We want to take the vaccine so you don't get the terrible flu. And then, of course, you begin to lose your mind because the mercury is toxic and the aluminum is toxic, and they know exactly what they're doing. Certainly, they're dealing with organized evil, and there are evil people out there. If you want more information, we have a great DVD, a talk given by Dr. Ayub, called Mercury, Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. Mercury autism and the global vaccine agenda, because remember, we're giving all those little black children of the childhood vaccines laden with the mercury. They've taken it out of the childhood vaccines here, but they've left it in the vaccines given to children. They used it to deceive people with all these phrases. Most doctors don't even know there is mercury in almost all of the influenza vaccine that they mandated for our children and mandated for pregnant women. And we're destroying the lives of our people and our elderly. You need to get the DVD, Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda, because it comes with a free CD-ROM that actually will give you thousands of pages of scientific data, the information you're not going to get from the controlled media, and your doctor doesn't know it. We actually have the Southwood report, this